Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's 38 special. Bring us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dusty Staub is our guest. Robert E. Staub II is the name of the book, The Seven Acts of Courage, a new edition out right just now. Also, The Heart of Leadership, that's another book by Robert E. Staub II, 12 Practices of Courageous Leaders. We're talking, Dusty, thanks again for joining us. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your great work. We're talking about transformational leading and living, and we talked about, you know, showing up, pay attention. How do you show up? Making yourself available. And you use the word gifting, and I want you to tell us again. That's an interesting term. Tell us what that means.
All right, 10 seconds. It is being present. It is seeing the best in the other person. It is truth-telling with compassion. It's encouraging the heart.
Giving them the gift of caring and truth.
Yes. And I don't gift you if I just tell you you're great and wonderful. I don't point out a way in which you could improve or where you could learn. If I only am telling you what you could do to get better and I don't ever encourage your heart and show appreciation for what you have, I'm not gifting you. So gifting is seeing both sides. It's actually at that third perspective.
Gifting is understanding the concept of a paradox, that the things that make Jim great also make him do things that annoy the heck out of other people.
Yes, exactly.
The paradox. With a human life, you can't have a half a pendulum swing. It's got to swing both ways.
There's an ancient saying that there are three guardians, three dragons to wholeness and living. And there's a three-headed dragon. The first head is paradox. The second head is confusion. And the third head is fear.
Yeah.
And so when you can move through paradox, confusion, and fear, and you face them down, and you can stand in that, you really have a chance to step into a more holistic and a more transformational way of living and leading. And you don't let paradox stop. You understand that's the nature of things. You realize you're going to get confused, and you will get clear with help and gifting from others and gifting others. And fear is just a sign that you need to round up your courage and go after what you really want.
Mm-hmm. You talk about powerful questions, asking power questions, in order to be part of this transformational leading. What's an example of a powerful question?
Well, a powerful question would be, say, Jim, tell me the one thing that you think is your greatest gift that you bring to the table that you think helps small business owners and entrepreneurs. Jim, tell me the one thing that if you could change about the way small business owners or entrepreneurs approach the world, if one secret you could give them to make the biggest difference, what would it be? So the power question is asking you to look for that Pareto, that 80-20 rule, 20% of what you
get
could say
someone,
or do.
Get someone to reveal themselves to you. But one of the most important things, folks, that many people aren't good at, especially if you haven't got sales training, the most powerful word in that power question wasn't about the person or what you wanted to get from them, but it was the interrogative. You said what? You didn't say tell me.
Yeah.
You didn't say are you this or are you that? You said what? You used one of the interrogatives: who, what, when, where, how, why. And when you ask that, when you put that in the beginning of a question, that's what makes it powerful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And you're also asking Jim for the one thing or the one or two things. Because you want people to look at what matters most. And, you know, when you understand what matters most and you can focus on it, you're going to be much more powerful and effective in life. And you cannot be transformational unless you know what really is most critical and most essential.
Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, charisma. You talk about charisma. I know how charismatic I am. I mean, everybody knows that. But it's not easy for a lot of people, Dusty. How do you accomplish charisma?
Yeah, well, you know, some of us don't have the great gifts that you have. We just have to bear through.
It's true.
But
it's
what
true.
I would say, charisma is when you walk into a room, people notice you. When you walk, when you stand up and talk, people pay attention. People are drawn to you. That's what charisma is. And people used to say that you were born with it, or you didn't have it, or you had it. And actually, charisma is something you can learn. University of Chicago did a study, you know, decades ago, where they took non-charismatic people, trained them up in acting techniques and how to show up in certain ways, and later then measured them back in the workplace, and they were measured as highly charismatic when they'd been measured as charismatic as a door earlier. So you can learn charisma.
The people, and there are the people that I know who have charisma, who most people would think that way, there's one single trait that is standard in all of them, and that is they exude an amazing interest in you.
Yes.
In fact, the ones that I know that are most charismatic, you almost can't get them to stop talking about you, to stop asking questions about you. It almost gets annoying. Okay, fine. I'm through talking about myself. Tell me about you. I mean, people who have charisma are like that. What do you think? Last thoughts.
I absolutely, and that's one of the secrets. The core to charisma is when you walk into a room, you stand up straight, you have your shoulders back, you walk in, and that presence you show is some confidence. You walk up to somebody smiling, you stick out your hand, you say hello, you offer your name, you ask for something from them, like their name, and you ask a question.
And even if you're not necessarily charismatic, that's a charismatic gesture, and people are drawn to that.
Yes, it is.
Dusty, I need your website. We've got to wrap it up here.
Okay. It's www.daubleadership.com. It's D-A-U-B. And it's also www.theactofcourage.com. Theactofcourage.com.
Right.
Both websites.
Good job today. Come back soon. Dusty Staub, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.